The next patient is Roberto Alicia. The last name is A-L-I-C-E-A. A-L-I-C-E-A, Robert. Robert. Clinical case of a 32-year-old Hispanic male that has been following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient has reflux, reflux nephropathy. Period. This patient is feeling well. He has been able to do the activities of the daily living. He's gainfully employed. He's following the recommendations. The only variation was that he wasn't taking the Uloric because of the pharmacy error. He was about 2 weeks without it. In the laboratory that was done on March 23rd of the year 2022, we see that the patient has a creatinine of 3.2, the estimated EFR of 24. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis. There is no alteration in the liver function test. The protein creatinine ratio change from 1200 to 870 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This patient is not a suitable candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor. We tried it, but the kidney function deteriorated too much that had to be stopped. And the same situation might happen with the administration of aldosterone inhibitors, period. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient weighs 202 pounds. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, the patient has a history of gout and has been taking the Uloric, except for the 2 days that he ran out of it. The serum uric acid is 9.6. Period, we are wondering if the determination of the creatinine is related to the hyperuricemia. Following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We spend 7 minutes of the time evaluating the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.